Morning, Rabbi Yisai. Our limud of Chofetz Chaim is Lizchus Refuah Shleima for Yosef Dov Ben Chayla B'Sof Shachol Yisrael. So we said yesterday the Chofetz Chaim is going to bring us a raya that somebody who has been slighted, somebody who has been insulted, somebody who has been hurt, bears a grudge, effectively. Yeah, the Haftorah, he brings from the Haftorah of Chukas. This is Shoftim Perek Yud Aleph. V'yiftoch ha-gilodi. Yiftoch, the Gilodi. Yiftoch came from the family of Gilod and lived in Gilod. Gilod was the main family there. And he was Hoyo Gibo Chayil. It says he was a warrior. V'hu ben Yishol Zoyno. And his mother was, there are five pshatim in Chazal as to what it means Yishol Zoyno. Does it mean that she was actually a Zoyno? And he was an illegitimate? What?
None of them good.
Okay. One of them says Yishol Zoyno, like it says by Rochov, that she was an innkeeper, Meloshem Mozoin. Some say that she did both. She was both an innkeeper and a Zoyno for her guests. There are others who say that it was during the period after Slofchot when the Bnei Yisrael were not allowed to intermarry between the Shvotim. And Yishol Zoyno means that he took a wife from another Shevet. Yeah, so therefore she was Zoyno, she was not
by Yeshua.
Yes, yeah.
But she was living outside. She was living in
whatever. It's not really relevant to the story. But his mother was, the father was Yiftoch. The mother was of a lower class, let's say a lower level. Yeah. Oh, and others say that she was a Pelegesh, which means that he had a second wife, but she was without Chuppah B'Kedushin and without a Kezubah. So there are five pshatim in Chazal, but I'll call upon him. So the brothers came along. Vatelid Eishes Gilad Loibonim. Now he gets married to a real full Jewish wife, and he has sons. Vayigdulu b'nei Yisho, and they grew up. Vaygorshu as Yiftoch, and they drove Yiftoch away. Vayomer, and they said, Lo sinchal b'veis avinu, you shall not inherit from our father, ki ish benisha acheres oto, because you're from another woman. Now they drove him away, and you can see later on in the parsha that it was with the connivance of the Ziknei Ho'ir. The Ziknei Gilod, sort of together with the brothers of Yiftoch, basically drove him out of town. They exiled him from town because they said they don't want him to have Yerusha. He's not going to inherit from their father Yiftoch. Those of you who are learning Yesh Noichlin in Daf Ayomi and in Omud Ayomi at the moment, is the ben of a Pilegesh, or the ben of a Zoyno, or a Mamzer, entitled to Yerusha, together with the other brothers? Is he as entitled as the others?
I haven't got there yet.
Well, I'm behind. You don't think so? Is a Mamzer entitled to inherit from his father?
Could be.
It doesn't say here that he was a Mamzer. Okay, that's not suggested. Chas v'shalom. The Yiftoch had a relationship with an Ervo. Yeah? I'll call upon him. The halacha is that this boy is his son. Whether he's a mamzer, whether he's the son of a pilegesh, whether he's the son of a woman from another tribe, whatever way you look at it, he was entitled to Yerusha. But they regarded him as a sort of half-caste. They regarded him as somebody of a lower level, not fit to be the Yoresh of Gilad, and therefore they drove him away. So what did he do? He went off a long way away to a land called Eretz Toiv. Some people say the land was called Toiv. Some people say that the person who was in charge was called Toiv. There was a member, there's somebody mentioned in Megillas Rus whose name was Toiv. We don't have the name Toiv. I don't know if people are called Yom. There are people called Yom Tov. Yom Tov, but we don't have Toiv. But we have in Hebrew, we have Tovah. Moshe Rabbeinu. One of his names was? Toivyo, yeah. So we've got Tovyo.
Tovyo.
Yeah. So maybe, and in the female name, we've got the name Tovo, or Gitti. So, he went there at Toiv. He became a warlord. He gathered around him a team of merry men, and he became a Robin Hood. And it says that he used to rob the people locally, and that's what they used to live off. And he had like a very good... He had a very good team of... he was a warlord, and he was a good soldier, a good strategist. And now the Bnei Yisrael were in trouble. Why? Because the king of Ammon, who lived next door to Gilad, whose land was... The land of Ammon was next door to the area of Gilad. So you've got Ammon. We're talking now on the eastern side of the Jordan, on Eivah HaYarden, and there was Eretz Beriah and Amoin there, but between Amoin and the Yarden was Gilad. And Amoin decided that he wanted to retake that. It was the Bnei Yisrael who took it from him when they came out of Mitzrayim. And then they gave the land to Reuven and Gad and Bnei Menashe. It was half Chati Shevet Menashe were living there in that land, and Gilad was part of that land. And the Amoin decided that he wanted that piece of land, and the Bnei Yisrael, and he marched against the Bnei Yisrael, and the Bnei Yisrael in Gilad put together an army, and they camped in Mitzpah, and you've got the two armies facing each other, and they said, "We don't have a leader. We need a general. We need somebody who can lead us in this battle against the Bnei Amoin, because we're not organized." They put together hastily a sort of an army, but we need somebody to fight. So they heard that Yiftach, who they had exiled years before, had now become a warlord in the land of Toiv, and they thought, now's the time to call him back. So the Ziknei Gilad went to Rahim Yomim, Vailochu Bnei Amoin Yom Yisrael, says the Pasuk, that Amoin was wanted to do battle with Yisrael, Vahi Kashnil Bnei Yisrael, Vayelchu Ziknei Gilad Lakachas is Yiftach Me'eretz Toiv. So now the Ziknei Gilad decided that we need Yiftach back as a general, and we need some of the people around him as soldiers in order to lead us in battle against the Bnei Amoin. Vayomer Liyiftach, and they said, Lecho, please come. You will be our leader, and we'll be able to do battle with the Bnei Amoin. And this is the pasuk that the Chofetz Chaim is bringing, and he says, you hate me. You drove me away from my home. And now that you're in trouble, now you come in order to fetch me, in order that I should become, a leader. And they said, you're right, we made a mistake, we did you wrong, we harmed you, and it wasn't right what we did. But now we're in trouble, now please help us out. And you will be the Rosh Lechol Yosh V'Gilad, you will become the head of the Bnei Gilad. And he said, okay. He said he agreed to come. He came along. He fought the battle. He won the battle. And he became Yiftach HaGiladi. He was one of the Shoftim. He was the head of Klal Yisrael. He led Klal Yisrael for that period after there. Says the Chofetz Chaim, you can see from there. As if you needed a raya, that he bore a grudge. They were nasty to him. They were unkind to him. They tried to dispossess him. They drove him away. As a result of which, when they came and they needed him, his first reaction was, why should I come and help you? You hate me and I hate you, so therefore why should I help you out? Says the Chofetz Chaim, similarly, if somebody has done something or was planning to do something and didn't do something against another person, and then he finds out about it, that's l'chilus to tell him, because he's always going to bear a grudge. He's going to have a resentment.
Start with the Torahway, Northwest London, Monday, Yud Cheshvan, 11th November, Rabbi Donia Lo Shlita. Erevin explained part two. What are Erevei Chatzeros? This week's Torah is sponsored by Fanny Varshavsky, Lunishmas Rukhan, Ben Rabdoza from the Brokhov on his 9th Yad site tomorrow. Beskos Hashor, Vachay Olim, Vamil Chamok, Shachzul Otahem, Lesholom, Bim Heiro.
Amen.
Good morning, Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom.
So we started discussing Eruvin last week, and we learned that Midoraisa, there are three kinds of areas, three kinds of Rishuyos. Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, and a Rishus without any status. And then we learned that Chazal added, on top of that, a fourth kind of Rishus, a Karmelis, which has the same halachas Midrabonon as Rishus HaRabim. And then we started to discuss Gezeira number two, which is Eruv Chatzeros. Now there's one more Gezeira after this we need to discuss before we get into the juicy controversies about Eruvin. But before that, let's do our due diligence and understand these three Gezeiras. So we're in the middle of understanding Gezeira number two, Eruv Chatzeros. So, Eruv Chatzeros, the Gemara in Eruvin says, on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, that Shlomo HaMelech instituted Eruv Chatzeros. Shlomo HaMelech introduced Eruv Chatzeros. Now, Agav, Eruv Chatzeros is, while not necessarily connected to the main debates amongst the Rishonim, Achronim, amongst the most famous of those debates is what is the Rishus HaRabim, what is the public domain, but the word Eruv Chatzeros is the word we use in our vernacular for an Eruv. So we definitely need to understand what exactly is this thing, Eruv Chatzeros. So, it says in the Gemara in Eruv in Chofalech Moibay, Shlomo HaMelech was Mesakein Eruv Chatzeros. What was the Takona? What was Shlomo HaMelech? What issue did he see in Klal Yisrael that made him institute Eruv Chatzeros? So, here we have a fantastic machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. In what Eruv Chatzeros do, they're quite similar. But what the problem was originally, they're absolutely worlds apart, and there is an incredible nafkamina, lahalocha lemaisa, between Rashi and the Rambam. So says Rashi in Eruvin, Chof Aleph Mud Beis, Shloima Tikein Eruv Chatzeros, says the Gemara. Rashi says as follows, V'goza shloi lehoitzi mirashus hayochid, l'rishus hayochid chaveroi. You're not allowed to go from your house into someone else's house. Now, it is rishus hayochid, which means that you have enough walls. It's not a wall issue. But Shlomo HaMelech said you can't go from your house to someone else's house.
Go.
Sorry, when I say go, that's me being yeshivish. I apologize. Carry. So, what would the example be? That someone else is on the other side of that door, someone else's house. As you can imagine, in a hotel, hotel rooms is like that. There's a door in the middle. So you're not allowed to go from one from a house that's owned by person X into a house that's owned by person Y. That is the gezeira. Why? Why are you not allowed to go into two privately owned houses? Because in this, Carrie, thank you. Please continue to shout at me. Just take it in turns, please. Thank you. We need to all have a turn. That, why are you not allowed to carry from a house, from a house that's owned by one person to a house that's owned by another person? Because there's still an element of difference between those two reshuyos. One is mine and the other is his. So if I'm allowed to go from one kind of rishus into another kind of rishus, even though it's the same kind fundamentally, they're both rishus hayochid, you might come and get confused and think you're allowed to carry from one kind of rishus, i.e. rishus hayochid, into another kind of rishus, i.e. rishus harabim.
Is that deraisa?
That's deraisa. That is, of course, what the Mishnah says in Daf Ayin Gimel in Shabbos, the 39th malacha, to carry from Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah. That is what Rashi is
going from Yochid to Yochid.
Indeed. Now you'll see in 45 minutes, while we annoy all the people that come at 9 and we carry on speaking, that the Rambam will learn very differently to Rashi. And you're right to intuit that there's a certain disconnect in Rashi between this issue of carrying from my house to your house, to be confused between that and carrying from my house to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is somewhat far-fetched. And we'll see that the Rambam doesn't have this issue. That's what the Rashi says in Eruvin Chof Aleph Omid, Eruvin Chof Aleph Omid Beis.
One flat, one other flat is two
Rishuyos. That's two Rishuyos, indeed, yeah. But that, again, it's hard to actually picture this case. That's why the hotel room is the best example, because even a block of flats, what you have to do is, before you go into someone else's flat, you have to carry from your flat into the public area, to the foyer or whatever it is.
But is the foyer also Shusha Yochid, because it's got
Yes, absolutely. It's all halakhli rishus hayochid. Yeah. Let me take a step back. Rishus hayochid has nothing to do with ownership. Correct. Now, the gezeira is entirely to do with ownership. On a deraisa level, as we'll see, we're going to have to talk about what exactly forms rishus hayochid. How many walls do you need to make rishus hayochid? But on a deraisa level, ownership is utterly meaningless in terms of what makes rishus hayochid. The takona of Shlomo Melech was it has meaning. And the takona is, according to Rashi, when you go from a Rishus Yochid that's owned by person X into a Rishus Yochid that's owned by person Y, that's the Gezera. Now, that's what he says in Erevin Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Now, on Shabbos, Vav Amud Aleph, which is where you have this iconic expression of Dalid Rishuyos LeShabbos, there are four kinds of Rishuyos on Shabbos. Here, the Gemara says, it's not one of the separate Rishuyos, but the Gemara says that you're not allowed to carry in a Chotzer, Chatzeroy Shel Rabim. That means, what a Chatzeroy Shel Rabim? You have your own personal house, and everyone has their own personal house. It's like where I grew up, around a communal garden. There was two roads like that, and in the middle there's a communal garden. That's Chotzer Shel Rabim, where everyone surrounding that area has a schus, has a bailus in that communal area. That's Chatzeroi Shel Rabim. Now here, Rashi says, in Vav Amud Aleph in Shabbos, something different to what he says in Erevin. Here Rashi says, the Gemara says, Loi Irvu Osur, and if you don't make Erev Chatzeroi's in this Chatzeroi Shel Rabim, in this communal area, you're not allowed to carry. Why? Ipnei Shabbayis Miuchedis Lebaleo, your house is unique to, it is owned privately by its owner, v'chotzer v'shus l'kulon, and the chotzer is communally owned. V'nimtza moitzi mei v'shus to v'shus. So what's happening? You're going from v'shus X to v'shus Y. If you notice, it's a different kind of distinction as to what Rashi said in Erevin. In Erevin he said, the issue is going from my house, which is adjacent, connected to your house. And in Shabbos, Rashi said, the issue is carrying from my house into a communally owned, let's call it, house, chotzer. Because again, we're talking about when you have four walls. My Rishus HaYochid into our Rishus HaYochid. But of course, it's not a question. Because the issue, according to Rashi, that Shlomo HaMelech came to resolve is, whenever you have two kinds of Rishuyos, two kinds of Rishus HaYochid, even if what makes it a different kind is irrelevant on a deraisa level, but just the very fact that one is mine, one is yours, or one is mine, one is ours, that is a difference. And if we allow you to ignore that difference and carry from Rishus X into Rishus Y, maybe you'll also come to ignore the difference of going from a different kind of Rishus X to Rishus Y, Chas V'Sholem, Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Hence, Shlomo HaMelech instituted Eruv Chatzeros. That is Rashi's Shita. So, what is the institution of Eruv Chatzeros? How does it resolve that issue? Well, it's somewhat unclear. The reason for the Gezeira is absolutely crystal clear. That mistake, one might say, well, it's somewhat far-fetched. Okay, that's fine. But the resolution for this issue is slightly less clear.
It's all like a drabonon, not a drabonon.
Sorry? It's a drabonon, yes. Sure. It's a drabonon, yeah.
So according to Rashi in Shabbos, would you be allowed to carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid?
So, absolutely not.
Also not.
Absolutely not. It's not a contradiction between the two Rashis.
You might be saying that the Chotzer Mishra Tefes is like a Rishus Rabbim.
But the way he says it implies not like that, because he says, "Mipnei Shabbayis Miuchedis Lebaileya, V'achotzer Rishus Lekulon, V'nimtza Moitzi Mirishus LeRishus." It's a Rishus to a Rishus. So that language could also include within it my house to your house. It's not muchach. Again, if you only had this Rashi in Shabbos Vav Amud Aleph, you certainly never dream that there was also an issue from my house to your house, as opposed to my house to our chotzer. That's true. But it's not a question in Rashi. It's not a contradiction between the two Rashis. The Rashi says two things in two different places. I mean, the reason why I said our chotzer is because that's what Gemara says. Gemara says, chatzei roi shel rabim. Whereas in Eruvin Chof Aleph Amud Beis, Rashi is speaking about the Ikker institution. So, what's the resolution? So it's a machlokus in the Gemara, Mem Tes and Modalef in Erevin, but the maskona is like this. The Rabba says that the way Erevin works is Mishum Dira. Now, what does Mishum Dira mean? Like this. That we all put our slice of bread, bit of herring, into one of the houses of the Chotzer, or if it's not a chotzer, if it's two adjacent houses, then one of us puts a bit of fish into, sorry, bread, actually, it needs to be bread, into the other person's house. And what happens is that your thoughts, this we spoke about last time, your thoughts are apparently very focused on your food. Daitoi, says Rashi, Dibur Ramatzchum Meshum Dira, Erevin Mem Tesom Adalef, She Daitoi Shel Odom Al Pitoi. One's das is on his bread. V'havilehu kul ki'ilu dairi b'hou besa. And since my thoughts are on my food, it's as if I'm living in this house, in this new house where my food is. I want to just pause over here. Of course, it's me having a slice of bread in someone else's house. Of course, it's ludicrous on a choshen mishpot level, on an intrinsic level, to say it's as if I'm living there. But let's not forget, the issue we're dealing with here is confusion. I might get confused between going from my house to your house, between that and Hayochit and Rishus HaRabim. So as long as we combobulate your psychology, and you realize, what's something unique, something strange, I've been forced to do something, so then the issue has been resolved. And that's why, if you learn Erevin, if you're lucky enough to have learned Erevin for 2 years in Kolo like I have, so you'll realize there's a bailus called the bailus of Erevin, which has nothing to do with what we call real bailus. You can take someone to court. You know, I've got my slice of bread in your house, therefore I own your house. Of course it doesn't mean that. But on an Erevin level, it's enough that I can be considered as living in your house if my bread is in your house. Because of this point, sorry?
If the neighbor is a goy in the
heat. Oh, so very good. So there's a Mishnah that on Samech Beis, the Erevin, that speaks about what are the halachas of goy. And that is, Tamei Chacham once said to me that if you can resolve all of the issues of making an Eruv in Rishus HaRabim and all the controversies, etc., the worst and the issue that's hardest to resolve with all Eruvin in cities is that which you're including Goyim in the Eruv. Because if you read the Mishnayos and the Gemara, it sounds absolutely impossible to do that. Just from brevity, just because we're running out of time, let me just read the Rashi. So Rashi says, "Daito shel odem al pitoi, v'havelu ki'ilu dairi b'hol beisa." All of us who have our bread in this person's house, as if we live in that house. So we're all living in that house. Now, if you remember last week, you asked me a question, which is, that's fine. So we're all living in that house. So until now, it's kind of understood, because if we're all living in that house, that means if we're going from that person's house into the chotzer, or put it this way, we're all living in that house, so I don't have my house, that's the only house. So fine, so I can go from that house into the chotzer. But you asked the question, which is, how am I allowed to go from my house into the chotzer? So that's the next bit of Rashi. Rashi says, Nimsu kulom, Ki'ilu dari b'hol beisa, ve'ein b'chotze zu eila dira achas. Rashi adds, and this is what I meant, it's slightly confusing. Rashi says, there's only one house in this chotze. When you put your bread in this person's house, and we all put our bread in this person's house, what happens is, two-step process, we're all living in that house, and more than that, in the chotzer, there's only one house. This chotzer is no longer our chotzer, it's the chotzer of this house. And therefore, when you're going from this house into the chotzer, you're not going from person X, single, to communal. You're going from this person's, they're going from our house into our chotzer. So how are you allowed to go from a different house into the chotzer? It's like you're a guest. And a guest does not have ownership, le'inyan erev chatzeros. And that's an important idea we touched on last time, that if you have nine people living in a chotzer, that means we all need to contribute pass in order to matir the chotzer. And if you have someone, you have an Airbnb, well, Airbnb is not a good example because he's paying, but and you have a guest house where you invite someone for free, that person, you don't need to make an erev with that person because they're a guest. So that is what all erev chatzeros are like somewhat. We all put our bread into house X. That means we're all living only in house X. And the chotzer entirely belongs to house X. So all of us are allowed to go from house X into the chotzer because that's our house into our chotzer. And all the other houses are allowed also because they are like guests. That is Shitas Rashi. Now, let's learn together Shitas HaRambam. Shitas HaRambam is absolutely, I'm not even allowed to say that, you're not allowed to compliment your father for saying a good point in Halacha. You're also not allowed to say that the Rambam is an incredible pshat, because you know, who are we to give our commentary on the Rambam? I can't resist, I have a big Yetzirah. The Rambam is absolutely delicious. Says the Rambam, this is the first Halacha in Hilchos Erevin. Halacha Aleph in Hilchos Erevin, says the Rambam. He says that you have three kinds of Ashus HaYochid. When I mean Ashus HaYochid, I mean an area that has enough walls. Ashus HaYochid. You have your Chotzer, which is the area, like that was my example, communal garden, a communally owned area at the front of your house. That's one kind. And you have a Mavui. A Mavui is the what used to be the road that leads from the chotzer to an even more publicly owned area. So let's say an example for us. Let's say that our road where we live is like a chotzer, and then there's a road that goes, let's say, Golders Green Road, goes from, you know, a somewhat Jewishly owned area into the big wide world. It leads on to Finchley Road. So that is kind of what a mavui is. Goes from our very privately owned area, the chotzer, communal owner, communally owned, just around my house, into a road that leads to the Rishus HaRabim. That's a mavui. No, not necessarily. After that, says the Rambam, after that you have the absolutely universally owned areas, the shvokim, the marketplaces. Let's say now we're in Oxford Street, Rabbeisai. Now that is also a Rishus HaYochid. Why? Because it's still surrounded by walls. Let's take the Yushalayim of antiquity that the Gemara speaks about. There is a Rishus HaYochid. Now that Yushalayim of antiquity, that was an area lived in by tens of thousands of people, if not more. And still it's an absolute Rishus HaYochid. Even though there's massive marketplaces, you go now to the Cardo, right, in the old city. There's massive areas that are teeming with people. But that's still absolutely Rishus HaYochid. So these are the three types of Rishus HaYochid. Chotzer, Mavui, and Ir. All the Shvokim, all the marketplaces. And they're all Rishus HaYochid. Says the Rambam like this. That you might come and make a mistake. What's the first thought of a person to arrange in his mind Rishus HaYochid versus Rishus HaRabim? So a person would think, you know, when I'm thinking about what's Rosh Tziyokin and Rosh Tzorabim, I'll say, our own communal area, our own chotzer, which is relatively private, that's a Rosh Tziyokin. But you telling me that Oxford Street is Rosh Tziyokin? Doesn't make sense. Rishus Lekol. Everyone in the whole city has a right to be there. That doesn't make sense to me. That's Rishus HaYochid. I think that's Rishus HaRabim. And, but it says, that's Rishus HaRabim. So what might I do? I might go from that area, which is Rishus Lekol, Oxford Street, and I might go out of that area into, says the Rambam, the midborois, the areas outside the city, which don't have any walls, because I won't distinguish between those two kinds of areas. The absolutely open area, the midbar, I won't distinguish between going from Oxford Street, or let's say Baker Street to Regent's Park. That I won't do. I won't distinguish between those two kinds of rishuyos. I'll say that Chotzer is Rosh Hashayochid. Oxford Street is Rosh Hashayochid. And I'm allowed to go from one Rosh Hashayochid to another Rosh Hashayochid, right? That's allowed. So I'll go from Oxford Street to an area without any walls, a midbar. And that is the mistake that I'll make. Somewhat involved, but that's the mistake that, according to the Rambam, caused Eruv Chatzeros. That is the mistake we might make. You might distinguish erroneously between a Chotzer and a Shuk, and therefore not make the right distinction between a Shuk and a Midbar. What did Shlomo HaMelech's institution solve? Like this. All Chatzeros from now on, says Shlomo HaMelech, as opposed to your house, all Chatzeros are Rosh Hashanah. The only thing that's just a yochid is your own house. Everything else is just a rabbin. So you give your chotzer the same status in people's minds as Oxford Street. And your communal garden is now Oxford Street. So now you'll never make the distinction between your communal garden and Oxford Street anymore, because Shlomo HaMelech made your communal garden Oxford Street. So what does Eruv Chatzeros solve? Eruv Chatzeros says that when we put our bread, and I'm going fast now, when we put our bread in one of the houses of the Chotzer, that Chotzer goes from being Oxford Street to being our house. I'm now going from my house to also my house. And that you have solved the problem. In other words, to sum up, in the Rambam, the issue of Eruv Chatzeros is you might get confused between Oxford, you might think that Oxford Street is Rosh Hashanah and Chotzer is Rosh Hashayochid, and you're allowed to go from Rosh Hashanah, Oxford Street, into a midbar, which is the real Rosh Hashanah. That's the mistake you might make. When you put bread into it, and then so Shlomo HaMelech said that your Chotzer is Rosh Hashanah, so now no longer can you distinguish erroneously between your Chotzer and Oxford Street. It's always just a rabbin. Eruv Chatzeros says that you turn your chotzer from a Rishus HaRabim into a Rishus HaYochid.
Your private chotzer.
Okay. Indeed. Indeed.
So you'll still be left with a situation where you'd be able to go from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaYochid direct. Two semi-detached houses with a door between them.
Ah, Rabbeinu, you got it absolutely right. What is the absolute root distinction between Rashi and the Rambam in Eruv Chatzeros? The bottom line is that Rashi has an issue of going from one kind of Rishus into someone else's Rishus, whether that is from house to house or house to Chotzer, what's one kind of Rishus to another kind of Rishus? If you're allowed to go from one kind of Rishus to another kind of Rishus, you might make a mistake and think you're going from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. But and therefore you're not allowed to go from one house to another house. But in the Rambam, the whole issue is you might make an erroneous distinction between what is Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim. So Eruv Chatzeros says you have to treat everything as Rishus HaRabim until you put past there, and then it becomes Rishus HaYochid. But according to Rambam, there was never a Havamina of an issue from going from one kind of Rishus HaYochid, i.e. my house, into someone else's house. Because the whole original mistake is that we won't accurately define what constitutes a Rishus HaYochid to versus Rishus HaRabim. We won't accurately define what constitutes a Rishus HaYochid versus Rishus HaRabim. So Erev Chatzeres reorientates us to correctly define what is a Rishus HaYochid versus Rishus HaRabim. But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says the issue is, if you're making any change in carrying from one kind of Rishus to another kind of Rishus, even if it's my house to your house, that is an issue. And that is the difference, halacha l'maaseh, between the Rashi and the Rambam, to whether you're allowed to go from one Rishus HaYochid, my house, into your house. Rashi says it's not allowed, Rambam says it is allowed. So we worked hard today. Next week, Be'ez Hashem, we'll get into a more juicy and controversial topics.
You say that life was easier before Shlomo HaMelech came along and tightened up and gave these extra.
Life's always easier
before
the Rabbanah.
Listen,
before Chazal, you could be lighting around all day in a swimming pool, turning lights on.